Mid-course test. Listening exercise 1.
Luke, I've got some great news. My boss has offered me a promotion.
A promotion?
Yes! He's asked me to be the new European sales manager. Can you believe it? The salary is double, so I'll get €80,000 instead of €40,000 a year.
Oh, Julie, that's fantastic news. We can buy a lovely house with a big garden for the children. That one we saw near Thornbury the other day would be perfect.
There's only one thing, Luke. The new job's not in Bristol. It's at the company's head office in Paris.
Oh, really? I love Paris, but what about my job and the children?
Well, I think we should have a good think about it. We need to look at all the possibilities.
You're right. But what about the children's school? They love it here.
Yes, but they're still very young, Luke. Jeremy's 6 and Kristen's only 4. I've heard there are some great international schools in France. They'll love it. And the company will pay.
But they don't speak French. How will they make friends?
They can go to an international school where they speak English as the first language. And it'll be easy for them to learn French while they're so young. They'll probably become bilingual and speak English and French.
Yes, I suppose you're right. But what about our parents? They'll miss us.
Yes, and we'll miss them too. But they love Paris, and it only takes an hour or so to fly there from London. I'm sure they'll come to stay with us.
Yes, we'll probably have visitors all the time. Paris is a beautiful city, and I've always loved French food. Oh, I've just remembered. I have a work colleague from France. I can talk to him about computer jobs there.
That's a good idea. You could also work from home like you often do now.
Right. So maybe this isn't such a big decision after all.
Well, you've always wanted to live abroad, and we could both take French classes. What do you think?
You're right. It's a great opportunity and it's going to be fantastic. Let's tell the kids.